Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lauren Reese, the Championship Marketing and Promotions Manager for the 2020 Ryder Cup, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lauren, I got to pinch myself every damn day because I cannot believe, one, a Ryder Cup is coming to Wisconsin, and two, that we're going to get a chance to be a part of it. I can't tell you how much I think I speak for a lot of golf files here in Wisconsin. We can't wait for this.
We're excited. It's hard to believe. I was listening to your intro. It's hard to believe it's only 13 months away. We've been talking about this for so long, and it's just around the corner, which is crazy.
So the one thing I'm getting from friends is they started to look over the fence, and they said, oh, wait a minute, that's in Wisconsin. Where can they get tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets for the 2020 Ryder Cup are sold through a random selection process, meaning that the demand for tickets far outweighs the supply available. So fans interested in the potential opportunity to purchase tickets do need to go to RyderCup.com, click on tickets, and then complete the online random selection form. It's free to fill out. There's no obligation to purchase, but it does get you the opportunity to potentially purchase tickets when they go on sale later this fall. So
now,
the deadline to fill out that registration form is September 13th.
Okay, that's the other question was the deadline. And then the second thing is, and I'm getting a lot of this from people that have companies, are the hospitality tents, all the corporate tents, all the sponsorship, is all that sold, or are they still open if a company wants to get in?
So we did have a really great pre-sale period. We saw a number of our venues sell out, but we do still have a limited number of hospitality offerings still available. So a great way to guarantee your access to the Ryder Cup, but also to entertain, whether it's, you know, a small group of friends or a large corporate group. So we have packages for an individual all the way up to 150 guests, and they're daily and week-long. So a lot of different options available still.
So when does the tent city begin to be built? I mean, do we start looking for this thing in the next 6 months, coming out of the winter into the spring thaw? Is that when it begins? Or when do we start seeing the action up there at Kohler and more so at Whistling Straits in Haven, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think you'll start to see, next month, a lot of fury in action kind of with a couple of events that we'll be hosting up in Kohler. And then really construction is slated to start end of May, beginning of June. So it's a small feat. We're building, you know, roughly the size of the Amazon distribution center in Kenosha out on the Straits course. So
wow.
It'll be a long summer.
Yeah, no doubt. The second thing that I get asked all the time is merchandise. Now, I know up in Kohler you can get a few things. I know over at the golf shop over there at Whistling Straits you can get a few things. There's a few scatterings of stuff, but everybody's clamoring for stuff, specifically if they want to put it on their Christmas list. And I'm one of those people. I'm starting to get people say, hey, can I get a zip-up, a pullover, a hoodie, something like that. Is that just the only stuff that's available right now for Whistling Straits, or is there a website to go to that people can start buying this stuff?
You can start buying today online, so RyderCup.com, and then you just click on the shop button, and we have all sorts of different, whether it's, you know, layering pieces, shirts, hats, accessories, all available there for fans to buy in anticipation of next year's event.
Are volunteers already chosen for this, or is this something that the people have to register for as well?
So we did a random selection for volunteer positions as well. We had nearly 30,000 people register.
Wow.
So we needed about 4,000 volunteers. So all of those spots were filled through the random selection process earlier this spring.
And when does the full staff of the Ryder Cup begin to take over up there as well? I mean, I know tournament directors and people like yourself are going to be here and everything, but when do we start to see that city go from, you know, about, you know, 100 people to almost 4,000 people?
Yeah, so we're a team of 10 now. We started as a team of 5 in October of 2017. So we'll slowly keep increasing, and then I would say come next May or June, you'll see a large spike of people coming on site, and that'll just continue to grow each and every week as we get into event week.
Have you done one of these before? Have you been, I would assume you've been on site for a couple of these, right?
I have not been on staff with a Ryder Cup, but I have been on staff with three past PGA Championships and a U.S. Women's Open.
So if you could tell people the description between, because we've seen PGA Championship, we've seen a U.S. Mm-hmm. Open. If you could tell the people that maybe aren't golf enthusiasts what the difference is between a Ryder Cup crowd and expectation of what they can see when they get there to, say, a PGA Championship or a U.S. Open. Because it's completely different. I try to describe it, and I've never really witnessed that up close and personal.
A Ryder Cup is unlike anything you'll experience, I feel like, in any sports, but specifically golf. You could be a Tiger Woods fan, and I'm a Phil Mickelson fan, but we're both cheering for Team USA. So, you know, the crowd is very much either a USA fan or a European fan, and they're cheering and chanting, and there's songs and dances. People are wearing costumes. At Hazeltine, there was a guy dressed up like a bald eagle walking around with a fish in his mouth. So, I mean, people really get into it. The first tee is by far a bucket list sporting event. If you're, are lucky enough to get tickets, you should try and be here before gates open so you can get to the first tee. We'll have a DJ. The crowd will be singing, waving flags, and it's such a cool atmosphere. And the players come out, and there's music playing, and they're chanting and dancing with the crowds. It really is not your traditional golf event.
I am waiting for the introduction as the golfers come from the pro, the pro area, the locker rooms, and you've got the smoke blowing, and they come running out of a tunnel. Eventually, golf will get to that, where the two guys come running out onto the tee box that way.
I would say it'll be pretty close to that. Maybe not the smoke element yet, but there will definitely be an excitement and music and a buzz as the players come out.
Well, I can't wait. We're really looking forward to it. Wisconsin is proud to be hosting yet another major golf event, and we look forward to working with you throughout the next 13 months. It should be spectacular. Hey, anytime you want to come on and give us an update, you let us know, Lauren, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming on the network. Lauren Reese, the Championship Marketing Promotion Manager for the 2020 Ryder Cup, giving us the lowdown. Go to RyderCup.com. Everything is there. And you can go from tickets and getting registered for the big pool, or if you want to, sign on as a backup volunteer, or if you want to get merchandise, whatever it happens to be, go to RyderCup.com, and you can find all the information right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.